And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, an undercover video recently released by Project Veritas shows a senior vice president at the Walt Disney Company admitting on tape that Disney executives actively discriminate against white male job applicants. We know that's not information that any of us are really surprised to hear. But then again, to actually hear it, it's like, oh man, we thought we knew that, but we really wanted to be wrong about it. Furthermore, the executive recounted an instance where Disney refused to hire a biracial candidate because he wasn't visibly black enough. That's overt racial discrimination. Not only is it morally reprehensible, but it's likely unconstitutional. And in other news, Rebecca Todd Peters, she's a lady that identifies as a PCUSA pastor, recently posted a tweet that suggests that Jesus' Sermon on the Mount today would likely include a blessing for those who perform abortions, euphemistically calling it ending pregnancies. Peters wrote, "Blessed are those who end pregnancies, for they will be known for their loving kindness." That is just theologically bankrupt and morally disgusting. Now, to suggest that Jesus would ever condone the killing of an innocent unborn child is the height of blasphemy. And this lady attempts to take the sin of abortion and drown it in Christian language, and it only reveals the depth of her depravity. Not only is Ms. Peters not a pastor, she's likely not even a Christian. On to the world of sports, the newly launched sportswear company XXXY Athletics, which is backed by former NCAA swimmer Riley Gaines, has been permanently banned from TikTok. Why, you ask? Well, they posted a video defending women's sports, so that was enough to say, you can't be on our platform. The ad featured a powerful call for women to stand up for their right to fair competition, stating, quote, "If you know that it isn't fair or safe to allow males to compete in girls' sports because it's, well, obvious, then stand up." TikTok claimed the ad violated their policies by containing offensive content. How long is it before stating basic biological facts will cost you life in prison? And it's probably not very far off. Across the pond, a pair of misguided climate activists from the group Just Stop Oil vandalized the ancient monument of Stonehenge by spray painting it with orange powder. The duo, consisting of a 21-year-old student and a 73-year-old retiree, claimed that they were demanding the UK government commit to ending fossil fuel extraction by 2030. That's the way to do it right there. Vandalize ancient monuments. Works every time. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.